To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not only plugged in, but you you have a good gut instinct. What is your believability right now on everything that's taken place in Venezuela when for an extended period of time we are using our military skills to kill people in the water where our government is telling us without proof, even including to Congress, that these are narco boats, these are drugs headed to the United States of America. Christy Noem the other day on Meet the Press said we've already saved potentially 45 million American lives by what we've done. How she came up with that number is one of the great mysteries of all time. Nobody on this show is going to take the side of, wow, yeah, we need more drugs in the country. But it is very odd how this is played out. When we hear this is the most transparent president ever, then we get the reporting that there was one of these boats where the initial strike left a couple people alive and perilously hanging out for their lives, and then a second strike murdered them. Then the president doesn't know about it. What does Hegseth know? Then we're throwing an admiral under the bus. Then Hegseth somehow is telling us he walked out of the room. Help me understand any of this.
Yeah, hi. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
And just put a roof on that stadium, for crying out loud. Throw some heat in it, you know?
Yeah.
It's minus 20 degrees. Good God. Okay, so a little bit inside baseball, but not much.
Yeah.
World War II. We blew boats out of the water. We strafed them when they were sinking, submarines. We were at war, and it was total. That's a war, okay? What we're doing now with the military is drug interdiction. The rules are different and prohibitive, period. The Pentagon has actual manuals, but one of these manuals about the conduct of war prohibits the activity that you're describing that happened in September. We want to, if there's an 18-wheel truck moving down I-80, we do not take a cruise missile and blow it off I-80 in Indiana. That's drug and addiction. We seize. We arrest. We do not. The United States of America does not double, it's called double tapping, shooting twice.
Mm-hmm.
You blow something up. You blow something up and there's survivors. The United States of America rescues those survivors and collects evidence. Okay, period. It is incorrect. And if the Secretary of Defense walked out of the room in the middle of this operation, we all rest our case. Well, by the way, worse than that, on Sunday he denied this incident even happened.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, an unserious man who I happen to agree with once, we went through that on a talk, not the talk, what he said, but the point is, this is not how serious people act. You stay in the room. You've got deployed. So deployment's going on. This is the same guy who on Signal gave up the exact time of the attack on Signal when it was going into Yemen. So it's illegal to do what we did. This is not about drugs. Take 100% of fentanyl. 5% of the fentanyl coming into the United States comes through Venezuela, through China. 95% of the fentanyl that comes in the United States from China is in from Mexico.
Right.
So it's a little bit disproportionate. This is more about, I think, regime change, but the actions in September were unlawful.
So for the folks, because I want to get more to this, but I want to add this. For the folks who are defending the president, and we'll bring up Barack Obama and talk about the excessive drone strikes that he used and the hundreds and hundreds of civilians who were killed and say, now, wait a second. Some of you folks are pretty quiet when that was going on. Why are you now speaking up? Is that a fair comeback from those individuals?
That was Congress had allowed the president to have the war on terror. We were splitting some hairs here.
Yep.
Okay, the amount of civilian casualties in the 20 years in Afghanistan and Iraq were awful. There's no question. We're talking about hundreds of thousands. You know, and the same with the indiscriminate use of 2,000-pound bombs in Israel, unguided bombs in Israel. That is unacceptable. So we decided during the war on terror to go very technical, and the collateral damage was unacceptable, the numbers that are being quoted. Both things can be wrong. And that what you're bringing up was wrong, and so is this. The problem here is we're using war as a reason to blow up boats, when in fact it's drug and addiction. And the rules are absolutely different.
So let's quote a couple people here who are proud conservatives. Andrew Napolitano and George Will. Let me start first with Andrew Napolitano when he says this. It gives me no pleasure to say what I'm about to say because I work with Pete Hegseth for 7 or 8 years at Fox News. This is an act of a war crime. Ordering survivors who the law requires to be rescued instead to be murderers, there's absolutely no legal basis for it. George Will, I'm just reading small parts here. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth seems to be a war criminal without a war, an interesting achievement. No operational necessity justified Hegseth's de facto order to kill two survivors clinging to the wreckage of one of the supposed drug boats obliterated by U.S. forces near Venezuela. Do you, Colonel David Hunt, believe that Pete Hegseth has been in charge of a war?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
War crime.
Oh, yeah. Has to be. And now, of course, he wasn't even in the room. Now it's the Navy guy in charge of Special Operations Command. So we're passing the buck. But yeah, this is problematic for the decision makers in this. And right now, that's Secretary of Defense. Again, not a war. Drug and addiction. We don't use missiles and attack helicopters and jets and marine. We don't do this. This is the Coast Guard's mission, Chad.
Yeah.
This is not the mission
right.
of the United States Navy.
Right.
And you blow the boat up. You have survivors. You stop. You rescue the survivors and you collect evidence. You do not do what they did. I love Napolitano, by the way. I worked with him for a long time. And Will is one brilliant son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm in high, tall cotton. I'm not in that category, but I absolutely agree with him.
Okay, let's get to the Admiral here. This is Admiral Frank Mitchell Bradley,
yeah.
who's they've thrown under the boat, I guess. Let's go with that.
Sure.
He was beginning his last month of his tour as head of Joint Special Operations Command. He's highly regarded. I mean, is there any proof at all from your sources that he was out of line in what he did?
No. And what they're accusing him of doing, a name drop or whatever it is called capture or kill. And we don't give that order. We also don't give the order to kill them all. Those things aren't done. So this is a case where he should not even transmit that order if the Secretary of Defense gave it. This is going to be who did what, when, and what did they know type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that went on in that room is recorded digitally and written. Everything that happens.
Do you think we'll find out that?
That's a tough bet.
Yeah.
I think they're ducking now.
Yeah.
This got out of hand. And we keep using the footage, we keep bragging about it, and then we bragged about we killed. No, that is not the United States of America. Again, in a war situation, it's absolutely different. We sunk them, we strafed them, yes, but not this is a civilian operation being run by the military, but it's drug and addiction and then drug and addiction missions. We don't do what happened in September.
Let's play a bit of audio. This is Pete Hegseth years ago.
Yeah, 2016.
Yep, exactly, because the last time we chatted, this is when Hegseth was calling Mark Kelly and others the seditious six, threatening to bring Kelly back, court-martial him. So this is 2016, Pete Hegseth. Let's listen.
I do think there have to be consequences for abject war crimes. If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander-in-chief. There's a standard, there's an ethos, there's a belief that we are above what so many things that our enemies or others would do.
Whoa, wait a second. He's suggesting and emphasizing that you shouldn't follow an unlawful order? Isn't that exactly what those six said a couple weeks ago, where he is all bent on saying they're traitors and the president suggesting they should be hung? It's precisely what Hegseth said.
Yeah, we love it when the hypocrisy is recorded, don't we?
Yes, we do, sir.
Yes, we do. Yeah. It's a sad commentary. I mean, the NBC Distinguished Service Cross 4-star McCaffrey.
Yep.
His father's a great soldier. McCaffrey's a great soldier, wounded multiple times. McCaffrey's got the best phrase. This is an unserious man.
He just doesn't belong in that position, correct?
No, he doesn't, correct. The only requirement was loyalty, and that's never should ever be the first requirement.
And I'm sure you saw, too, the Pentagon, their watchdog, has found that Hegseth risks endangering troops by putting sensitive information on Signal. So the little bit of oversight that's still left with the Pentagon, they are pointing out the obvious, that when Pete Hegseth is using Signal in the way he did, he endangered troops. Another example he's not qualified.
He put out the time of the attack. He was talking to him and told him when the attack was going to happen in a few minutes. Of course. I don't care that he could have declassified what he said.
Yeah.
You don't do that. It's just, and the only person that paid for that was a national security advisor, who, by the way, is now the ambassador of the United Nations.
Yeah, exactly. So, he just got another job.
Yep. It's okay.
Oh,
it's
my gosh. Your Patriots are pretty good, sir.
It's been a remarkable season.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody saw this coming.
Nobody.
Good coaching, always a good. It's fun. It's fun. But that league is upside down.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's Chicago, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
It's very strange.
But we need a heated stadium. We need some heat.
Yeah. We do for the Vikings, for the Gophers, we don't. Actually, you know what we need, sir? A quarterback. That's really what we need right now. That would
be helpful. You can find an athlete. Yeah, you need. That's right. It's a great team. Yeah. But you're right. Of course.
Yeah. You're great. I bet we'll talk before Christmas, but if not, Merry Christmas again, and thanks
as
always.
Merry Christmas to you and your guys, too. Yeah, thank you.
He's the best, Colonel David Hunt, here on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.